Hello? You are welcome to Living Seed. We thank God for His blessing upon this program, Even Living Seed. Our prayer is that God will train your heart and hands to serve Him acceptably in our generation. This edition of Living Seed continues the studies on the guidepost for the end-time believers, the study in First Epistle of John. The desire of God for us to have the fullness of living and serving Him unto eternity has made Him set clear signs for our way unto heaven. As this message comes your way this day, pointing out the landmarks, may your life be blessed and sanctified for His purpose. Remember to invite your friends to listen along with you and write us for any counseling need. Our address is Living Seed, P.O. Box 971, Boko, Benue State, Nigeria. Living Seed, P.O. Box 971, Boko, Benue State, Nigeria. Do please pray along with us as I invite a Bible teacher on this program to bring us the message of God, Brother Gbile Akani.
Shall we pray together? Father, we bless you. We exalt your name for another privilege to come to you. We thank you, Lord, for your readiness to instruct us. Thank you for all our brothers and sisters, friends and listeners who had accompanied with us over the time as we study from week to week. And Father, we want to pray even today again that the truth of your word might come to us and that it might do us good. Let it mix with faith within our hearts. For those that are seeking help from you, please stretch forth your hands of mercy towards them. Those that need a touch, a second touch, Father, please touch them. Those that need healing, healing virtue from your bosom, Lord, as they touch the hem of your garment, even this moment, Lord, let there be healing in their body. Deliver them and give them a miracle. Holy Spirit, as we now turn to scriptures, we ask that it will open unto us in all simplicity. It will open to us with all grace. Thank you, Father, for hearing us, for we have prayed together in Jesus' name. Amen. I'd like to give God praise for yet another privilege of looking into the Word of God. In our last edition, we were looking at 1 John chapter 3. We had studied from verse 1 to 8. And so today we would like to go forward from verse 9, particularly. We will read from verse 9 and go as far as we can go to verse 15. 1 John chapter 3 from verse 9 to 15. Let me read quickly. I read from the King James Bible. In case you have any version, please open and let's go together. Whosoever is born of God does not commit sin. For his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. In this, the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loves not his brother. For this is the message that ye heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Not as Cain, who was of that wicked one, and slew his brother. And wherefore slew he him, because his own works were evil, and his brothers righteous. Marvel not, my brethren, if the world hates you. We know that we have passed from death unto life, because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer, and ye know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. Let's stop there. May God bless his word to our hearts in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, looking at the passage we have read, as we were drawing the conclusion of our discussion in the last edition, we said sin is a transgression. It is a trespassing of the divine boundary. We said it is a jumping of the fence. It is like a deliberate handing over of one's life to the devil the owner of the next plot. We said just behind the fence of God's will, just behind the fence of God's love, just behind the fence of God's program and grace for your life is the devil. He shares boundary on every side and always seeks to gain more ground from the creator of heaven and earth if you will give him a chance. And so while we were looking at the question of sin in our last edition, we said that there's no man who abides in Christ that can be living in sin. Because in Christ, within the circumference of Christ, and within the boundary of his word and of his love, there is no sin. And that is why when you read John chapter 15, you hear Jesus saying, "Abide in me, and let my word abide in you. Whosoever abides in me, the same beareth, bringeth forth much fruit. But if you separate yourself from me, you can do nothing." Now, so as we concluded that there was no need to hand over yourself by jumping the fence. If it were possible to jump the fence of God's will and still be without and be outside the territory of Satan, maybe there could have been a buffer zone that you can say, well, I'm neither in God and I'm not in the devil's hand. But there's nothing like that. There is no other buffer zone between darkness and light. There is no other zone between righteousness and unrighteousness. And there is no other zone between God and the devil. You are either inside the fence of the Lord Jesus and you keep yourself safe in righteousness and holiness. But once you jump outside that fence, the next plot, I tell you, is the devil's territory. May God grant you this understanding, even as we study on today. But today, I want us to now look at verse 9 up to verse 15, as we have read. Again, verse 9 begins by saying, "Whosoever." You will notice that in all that we've been reading in this first John chapter 3, he's been talking about whosoever. Whosoever. You know, we notice whosoever in verse 4. Whosoever is committing sin transgresses also the law. In verse 6, whosoever abides in him sinneth not. And in verse 8, you see him saying, he that committed sin, that is, whosoever is committing sin is of the devil. Now, so the word whosoever means without any exception. And so even as we look at the mark of a child of God here, it is also universal. Whosoever is born of God. If a young child is born of God, or an old man is born of God, if a white man is born of God, or an African man is born of God, we will see the same result. That's why we are using the word whosoever. And it does not regard, it doesn't depend on denomination. You cannot say, well, in our own denomination, even though we are born again, I still live in sin. No, there's nothing like that. That's why that scripture begins by saying, whosoever is born of God does not commit sin. Now, I want us to begin to make emphasis on this. Whosoever, which means if you claim to be born again, the only singular mark by which we can prove that you are actually born of God is that you do not commit sin. It doesn't matter which church you actually identify with. Whether you're a charismatic believer, or you're a Pentecostal believer, or you are an Orthodox believer, or you are an evangelical believer, whatsoever you are, whichever place you are coming from, it doesn't matter whether in your church they clap hands and in the other church they don't clap hands. That's not what we know, by which we know who is a child of God or not. The Bible says, whosoever is born of God does not commit sin. That's very, very clear enough. It does not make a practice of sin. You cannot claim to be a child of God, born of God, and you are living in sin. Dear brother, dear sister, this is very important. Some of you say, well, I know I'm born again because I am baptized, and you are still living in sin. I'd rather say to you that that baptism is a waste of time for you. You may have just gone to take a bath. But the only mark which you are going to see here, and this is the word of God, I need to set this guidepost before you
so that you don't get into eternity presuming that you are going to make it and yet you are nowhere to be found. The Bible says, whosoever is born of God does not commit sin. And I say that whosoever is regardless of your denomination, is regardless of your educational background, is regardless of your racial background, is regardless of your cultural background. Once Jesus Christ steps into a man's life and he makes him a new creation, you become born again, there is a complete change. It transcends culture, it transcends race, it transcends social status, it transcends even your past experiences. What the Bible says that in Christ Jesus, there is no Jew, there is no Greek. But what there is the new creation. And I want to ask you, by the parameter of the Word of God, are you sure you are a child of God? By the parameter of the Scripture, are you sure you are born again? So say, but how can you be talking to me about born again when I've been a pastor for 40 years? Thank you, Pastor. Thank you, Pastor. Please answer this simple question, because you will still answer it when you get to eternity. Are you born again according to Scripture? Have you stopped living in sin? Some say, well, I have been trying my life. I have been making every sacrifice. I serve God. I am even a missionary. But you are still living in sin. Friend, there is no helmet of salvation on your head. There is no assurance of any place for you in eternity. That sin may be a small thing that you think it does not matter. But any man who is born of God does not commit sin. Why? For his seed remains in him. The reason why anyone who is born of God does not commit sin is not because of activity. It's not because of externalism. It's not because of human effort. It's because the seed of God, the gene of holiness. You see, living above sin, actually from what we are seeing here, is genetic. It's genetic. If you see a goat, for example, there is nothing you do to roast a chicken and give it to goat, and goat will come near you. The reason is because goat is never made genetically to eat meat. It doesn't eat meat. But if you bring guinea corn now, or you bring cassava, or you bring a maize, or you bring some good leaves, you will do a lot and lot and lot of struggle to keep goat away from eating what he was born to eat. That's what we are talking about here. If you are not born again, the nature that is in you that you are carrying is the nature of sin. And that's why you find it uncontrollably difficult for you to stop living in sin. You find it very, very, very difficult to even refrain from sin just for 1 week. When you try, even by fasting, as soon as you are breaking your fast, you come back to it again. Now, the reason is because what gene, what nature dwells in you is a sinful nature. But when a man is born again, when a man is born of God, he does not commit sin because the seed of God, the nature of God, abides in him, remains in him. And he cannot sin because he is born of God. Now, can I ask you a question? Now, the question of living in sin is not first of all a matter of location. There are some of you that maybe because you are being a location in an environment, maybe in your father's house, where your father is very strict, a strict disciplinarian or a strict believer, and will not allow you to commit sin because he keeps every sinful tendency away from you. But you can never say you have been delivered from sin, because the tendency of sin is still in you. Any little time you escape from your father's confine, what do? You find yourself committing sin. You find yourself, stealing to commit sin. You just steal out there to go and commit sin because something is driving you. Sin is a driving force inside of you. That is an evidence that you may not yet have been born of God. Those who are born of God, one thing has happened to them. The nature of sin has been cut off, and the nature of God has been replaced. And that nature of God is the life of holiness.
is a life that does not permit sin. It's a life of light. You know, in our earlier study, we said God is light, and in him there's no darkness at all. You cannot be in Christ and be in darkness. It's not possible. So again, we are discovering here that whosoever is born of God, and I want to emphasize that again, whosoever, it doesn't matter what tribe you come from, if you become born of God, sin will stop in your life. When an educated person repents and gives his life to Christ, he will stop committing sin. When an uneducated person encounters God in a special way and becomes born again, he will stop committing sin. It is a universal trait. And the reason is because the nature of God or the seed of God remaineth in him. And he cannot sin because he is born of God. Just as goat cannot eat meat. Why does God not want to eat meat? It's not because he doesn't like to eat meat. It's because he cannot eat meat. That's the truth. When you put goat, in fact, you can keep goat and your roasted chicken. You can keep them for 5 years. None will be missing. But if you bring a cat and put cat by the side of your roasted meat, oh, you are finished. Do you know why? Cat was made to eat meat. Goat was made to eat ordinary herbs. That's the difference. Friend, the nature of sin, until it is uprooted from your life, in vain do you make effort to change yourself. You cannot. And that's why for the past 30 years you've been making effort. Have you really changed? You cannot. You cannot. The only solution is that you must be born again. You remember Jesus Christ spoke to Nicodemus in John chapter 3. He said, "Verily, verily, I say to you, unless a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Unless a new life is infused into your life, there's no way to make it." But now let's go ahead. Verse 10 now says, "In this." Now, and if you look at that verse 10 very well, "In this," T-H-I-S, "in this," not "in this," "in this," that is, "in this one thing," "in this one matter," "in this one singular mark," "the children of God are manifest and the children of the devil." Many people think that there are several marks by which you will know a Christian. Some say, "Oh, you know a Christian if he's speaking in tongues." "Oh, you know a Christian if he's always very prayerful." "You know a Christian if he's always singing." Now, I tell you, all of those ideas, they may look good. A Christian may speak in tongues. A Christian may be prayerful. A Christian may be a good singer. A Christian may even be a good preacher. But all of those things are not what makes him a Christian. What makes him a Christian is his victory above sin. It's the nature of God that has come to abide in him, that has delivered him from the life of sin. And the Bible said, "In this, the children of God are manifest and the children of the devil." There is no two way about it. If the husband and wife are living together and sleeping together, when the husband is living in sin, even if it is secretly, and the wife is living in righteousness, we know the difference. The difference between them is so clear. It's like the difference between the heaven and the earth. A man that is living in sin is as far from the kingdom of God as heaven is far from hell. And I want to say to you, dear friend, are you a child of God? Do you have the mark that makes men to know that you're a child of God? "In this, the children of God are manifest and the children of the devil." You may be singing your choir. I don't doubt that you're a very, very great singer in your choir. And I thank God for your voice. But it is not your voice that will recommend you to heaven. It is the situation of your heart. Are you delivered from the life of sin? Are you delivered from the life of sin? That's what matters most now. You may be a great financier. Maybe the last church building that your denomination was constructing, you paid up to 50% of the cost. And I wish to congratulate you for being so generous. But I'm afraid, if you have not been delivered from sin, whatever investment you are making into church is a waste of time. I don't know why they receive it from your hand when your soul is already rejected from the hand of God. Some of you are thinking that maybe if I give plenty money, if I pay the pastor's salary, God will forgive me from my sinfulness. It's not true. You need an encounter that removes the nature of sin from you and infuses into you the nature of God. Now, when that has not happened, there is no hope for you yet. Permit me to be very, very straightforward with you. The reason is because I don't gain anything for not telling you the truth. And I do not help you in any way by hiding from you the reality that you will still encounter when you get into eternity. And you can step into eternity any moment from now. I want to ask you, the only way to ensure your place in the kingdom of God is by being born of God. And the Bible says, some say, but I'm also born of God, I'm also born of God. How can we know it? Only one thing. In this, the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God. Brother, I hope you can understand that now. Sister, I hope that is very clear. Dear man of God, I hope there's nothing complicated about this. Dear deacon, I hope this is very simple enough. It says, whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God. Can I ask you, the way you are living, are you living in right standing with God? The way you send your wife abroad and you are sleeping about with other women here, are you sure you are going to make heaven? Prophet, I want to ask you a question. The way you ask people to come undercover, that there's a special security you want to make for them, and you are sleeping with other people's wife, are you hoping actually to make heaven? Or you are just joking with your life and playing with the destiny of people? I want to ask you right now. Whosoever does not do righteousness is not of God. It does not matter how many titles you call yourself. It does not matter how many churches you have been attending. It does not matter how many prayer vigils you have been arranging. I want to say to you, whosoever does not do righteousness, the Bible said, is not of God. Neither he that loveth not his brother. You see, that's the second matter that the word of God is bringing out here, and I want to draw your attention to it as we go on now. The Bible says, the man that does not love his brother, he cannot say he's a child of God. Because God is love. The nature of God is love. You cannot live in hatred and hope to say you're a child of God. It's not true. Now let's see what the Bible says. For this is the message that ye heard from the beginning, that ye should love one another. Not as Cain, who was of that wicked one, and slew his brother. And wherefore slew he him? Because his own works were evil, and his brother's were righteous. Can I put a pause here? I want to ask you. Now, you may say, oh, but I'm born again. Does he manifest in the love of God in your heart? Does he manifest in the love of the brethren? Does he manifest in the removal of every hatred, every withdrawal, every exclusiveness, and every pride and arrogance that make you look down on another brother? The Bible says, Cain hated his brother and slew him. Why did he slew him? Because he was of the wicked one. He belonged to the devil. His work, his life, his upbringing, everything about him is of the devil. That's what the word of God is saying here. Are you unhappy when you see somebody else living righteously? Are you agitated when you see someone else refusing to compromise? Are you feeling unhappy because somebody have just refused to take bribe? Where you are and you are saying, what does he mean? What does he mean? I want to ask you, maybe you are the wicked one. Maybe your origin is actually of the devil and you need to repent. You need to take a decision this hour and say, Lord, change my gene. Change my nature and make me your own. Marvel not, my brethren, if the world hates you. Yes, the world will hate you if you are truly living the Christian life. Now, when you are a child of God and you are living in righteousness, all those who are living for the devil, they can never go side by side with you. And this is one thing I must remind you. Some of you have become so friendly, so at home with the world and with the life of sin. I want to say to you, maybe you're already losing your ground. Maybe you're already compromising. Before I draw the curtain for this message today, I want you to now look at verse 14 and 15. We know that we are passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer. And ye know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. Now, just before I draw this to a conclusion, I want you to note two things here. The Bible said, we know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. Genuine love for the brethren cannot come until your heart has been changed, until your life has been touched by the power of God. And yet, anybody who bears grudge against a brother, the Bible says, is a murderer. And you know also that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. Just to pray with you, I want to ask you now, are you really born of God? The question of sin, the question of hatred, the question of struggling with another person, the question of competition with others to outdo others, have you dealt with it in your life? Is a genetic problem. And it needs a genetic solution. You need to be born again. You need to be born again. Except you are born again, there is no hope in this matter. God bless you as our brother leads you in prayer. Our Father, we thank you for bringing us to yourself again and telling us very clearly the mark of your child. We ask as many of us have checked our lives and have seen that we are not your children, as you convict us today, Lord, we ask that as your people pray, receive them. Give them a new birth and change their situation. Thank you for doing this, for we have prayed in Jesus' name. Amen. Sin is the only mark of a child of the devil. It is the question of who is your father. If you are born of God or born again, it is natural that the sin nature be cut away. But even now, do you continue steadily in sin? O man of God, pastor, evangelist, so-called brother and sister, whosoever is living or in sin belongs to the devil. Turn to the Lord Jesus today, confessing your sin, open your heart to Jesus to come in and deliver you from the life of sin. Do this and God bless you. Write us. Our address is Living Seed, P.O. Box 971, Boko, Benue State, Nigeria. Living Seed, P.O. Box 971, Boko, Benue State, Nigeria. God bless you.